Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I guess I'll start it off different this time because different is always good. Don't want to get caught up in the same thing over and over and over. Who wants that? Who needs that? Come on, let's try something different. Let's do something new. Let's let the creativity flow. Just let your creativity flow. Flow. It's flowing. What about you? Creativity flowing? Is it flowing yet? Okay. Now that your creativity is flowing and everything's flowing, at some point you have to admit to yourself what the deal is. At some point you're gonna have to stop lying to yourself if you're lying to yourself. You know that whole fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. At some point, when you do make it, or at some point, when it gets time to face reality, it is what it is. You're gonna have to let the chips fall where they may and say what it is. Say what it is. Fake it till you make it, sure, up into a certain extent, up into a certain point, but come on, that fake bravado, that fake confidence, it can only take you so far. It only can take you so far, and at some point, you're going to have to win at some point, and you're going to have to be a winner. Trust me, I get it. I would not be saying at some point or point anymore. You get the picture. You get the point. Wink, wink. And this reminds me of that whole time when I told you it was playing high school basketball, and we didn't win a game. Bunch of losers. Yeah, losers. Didn't win a game. Actually, came close to winning one game, but didn't win a game. Not good. Not great. Can't lie. Very extremely talented team. A lot of talent. A lot of individuals who can play one-on-one. Function as a team, not so much, but individually, good to go. Probably can beat anyone one-on-one. Collectively, as a group playing together, hey, no. And when I mention this one-on-one being good and playing or being able to beat other players in during that time frame, I'm not including myself. I just can't go that far. I can't go back and rewrite history. I can't make it up. I can't say something that just isn't true. My game was all right. It was all right. My game definitely probably couldn't beat a lot of people one-on-one. Nah. Can create my own shot. Yeah, sure. Every now and then. I knew my place on the team. I knew my place as an individual. As an individual, rolling by myself, rolling solo, standing out, being that guy, being that person, being that dude, being that alpha. Oh, nah, that was not me in basketball. But I wasn't a bench rider either. Nah, that just wasn't happening. I knew my place. I knew what I had to do. And I, practice player, nah. Come on. Who do you think I am? Practice player? Come on. You probably should stop listening from this point on, because I don't think we can be friends anymore. I don't think there's a connection anymore. I don't think we see eye to eye. I don't even think we're on the same wavelength. If you got a little flash in your mind that I was a practice player? Practice player. Nah. Mm-mm. No circumstances. Just solid, 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 solid. It's this one game that just stands out, though. This one game playing the number one team in the state. Of course, going into the game, you hype yourself up. You think you have a chance. You think you have a shot. You get that one shot, that one opportunity. A giant can be beat. Why play the game if you think you're going to lose? Or why play the game you're going to go in and got this whole losing mindset? But at some time, you just got to call it what it is. You haven't won a game up until that point. You haven't been winning up until that. You haven't been winning. Yeah, you're a bunch of losers. You are losers. 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 And there was this one play that stands out and just kind of defined the team, kind of defined the whole season. Yeah, just wrapped up in this one play going against the number one team. Point guard makes an ill-advised pass that gets picked off, you know, like a pick six. It's picked off, and the guy takes about one or two dribbles, one or two steps, and it's showtime. And the thing is, I was on the corner. I was on the wing, and the pass was coming to me. And so it's right. It's half court. Man, I'm a few steps within half court. And the pass is made. Ill-advised pass. Ill-advised. Soon as the point guard released the ball, I'm saying to myself, it's not. I'm not going to see this pass. It's not making it here. It's not getting here. And guess what? I was right. It didn't make it there. Guy just picked it off. Interception. Ran it back for a touchdown. Yeah, you like how I combined those two sports, right? Two sports to describe a different play, different sports. Yeah, all right. All right, chill. And there's sometimes you have to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Yeah, you have to know when to fight certain battles. You can't win every argument. You can't win every game. You can't win every battle. Sometimes you're going to lose. That year, that team, our team, my team, we were losers. So what would losers do? What do losers do? Losers have a losing mindset. Yes and no. Because soon as he made that pass, the ill-advised pass, my old mindset is like, it's not going to get there. It's not going to make it. It didn't make it. It got picked off. Or he took the ball, caught it before it actually made it to me. And so at that point, I had a few options. At that point, see, point, ha, ha. I had a few options. I had decisions to make. Decisions that keep me up at night. Decisions that make me sweat. Make me uncomfortable. I could either, A, stand there and watch him go and showtime it up. B, run after him. C, jog after him. Or D, just do absolutely nothing. Nothing. Just kind of, whatever. So I chose the jog after him, a little light jog up until a certain point, and I just gave up on it. I was like, there's no way I don't have the angle to catch him. There's no way I can catch him. And if I catch him, you know what's going to happen. If I catch him, I'm going to be a part of Showtime. Showtime. Do I really want to go down that road? Do I really want to be a part of Showtime again? Remember, this is basketball season. So this is after me going through that whole football incident where I was put on a guy's football highlights. Do I want to be on someone else's highlights? Do I want to be on TV? Do I want to be known as the guy who got posterized? Do I want to be known as the guy who got posterized? Not one time within less than a 6-month span in high school. Two times. Yeah, two times. So I gotta make some tough decisions, and I gotta make some tough decisions fast. Business decisions, future decisions, decisions, tough decisions that would make anyone nervous and sweat. And come on, what do I do? Obviously, I chose to jog. And I just stopped. Nah, been there, done that. And I'm all about personal growth. Personal growth. I can't be doing the same things that I did a year ago, a few months ago, a day ago. I mean, it's cool and all, but I have to grow. I have to get better. I have to find a more efficient way of doing things. Come on, self-improvement, personal growth. So by me utilizing it, by me going through that whole personal growth and revisiting, I got a concussion and I got knocked out in football, and I ended up being on this guy's highlight tape that he went and projected and showed to all the top colleges. I've been down that path. Do I really want to do this again? Do I really want to do this again? But this time for a basketball player. You know what? Hey, you know, teamwork, about that winning mentality, about going all out, about hustle. Yeah, he hustled back, and there was no way that he was going to get to the shot. There was no way he was going to block the shot. There was no way he was going to do it. But he ran back there. He hustled and he fouled him and got himself hurt. No. I'm not going for that. I'm not playing that game. I'm not. No. You got to get another player for that one. You got to get another player for that one. And luckily for the people who enjoy that, or the people who all about the Charlie hustle and all about hustle, even when that's just being not reasonable. There was another person on the court that actually did that. Hey, I made one mistake. Let me make some more mistakes, because obviously my judgment is bad. I have bad judgment. And that was the point guard. Point guard made the ill-advised pass, and the point guard decided to run full speed and try to get back and try to block. I'm doing air quotes now. Block his shot. Block, air quotes, the dunk attempt. And I'm going to take a few seconds right now to let you wrap your mind around this. Get a visual. Point guard making an ill-advised pass and it getting stolen by the opposing player. And he takes two dribbles, two steps, and he's in the air going for a tomahawk dunk. And the point guard made the ill-advised pass, turned, and took off full speed. I don't know, about what, 3, 4, 5 steps or so to try to get the angle to attempt the block. Well, let me tell you this. The block didn't happen. The block did not happen. Point guard turned and ran and got to a certain spot, jumped up in the air. And by the time he was jumping up in the air and his hand was coming out, his hand didn't come out that far. The player had the ball cocked back and his other hand was kind of on his, we'll just let that one go. And he just tomahawk dunks it and throws it down. And my teammate, the point guard, ended up on the ground. Yeah, on the ground. He didn't make it. He did not make it to the block. But don't worry, you can give him you don't worry. He hustled back. Didn't get the block, hustled back, ended up being on this guy's highlight tape. Hustled back, didn't get the block, and ended up being on his highlight film. It was a learning experience. Learning experience. See, you gotta pick and choose your battles. That was a few battles that he ended up losing, but he chose those battles. He wanted to fight it out. Come on. We're not good. No one's good. We're gonna fake it till we make it. We're going to go all out. We are going to act and pretend to be winners. Yeah, unfortunately, we weren't winners. We were losers. Losers. It was hard for me to come to grips with that, and it was hard for me to accept the fact that we were a bunch of losers. But come on, you can't stay up in that fantasy world. You have to come down and live in reality. Reality was telling me that, hey, you know, not that good. And unfortunately, the point guard was still up in the fantasy. And I'm pretty sure after falling down and hitting his head on the court, that fantasy world ended. He was broken. From that point on, he knew. We were a bunch of losers. The thing about that is, though, we were a bunch of losers, but I can't say that we're a bunch of sore losers. Sorry, Hope Solo. I don't know where you're going with that. Or I don't know where you went with that, but hey, you know. We all say things. We all do things that we really, really, really want to do and really, really want to say. But then other times we kind of just go and make stuff up. Yeah. Stuff that's far from the truth. It makes sense at the time, but when you start to dissect it or when you start to put together the pieces, or put the pieces of the puzzle together, it doesn't make any sense. It's so nonsensical because you're like, wow, I said that. When did I say that? Ooh, yeah. Guess I should not be drinking adult beverages. Day drinking. And Hope Solo being suspended by some evil organization. Don't know who. Don't know who. Don't know who. Do not know who. I guess that's a good thing. Great thing. Yay. No one likes a sore loser. Right? Right? No sore losers? No? No? Yeah. Okay. Are there going to be, are there any matches within this suspension? Is there some kind of point being made? Is there some kind of precedence being set? I mean, what does this do? What's the end game? What's happening? What's going on? Somebody, please, what's going on? What's going on? And should I have turned and ran full speed back and helped my buddy in being in that poster? Or not? Come on. Of course not. That's what losers do. Oh, and losers also get dunked on. Highlight dunked on. And thank you, Hope Solo, because we know what sore losers do as well. They don't get punished. Yay! Happy, happy, happiness. Ooh. Make it till you make it. Happiness. Good times. Yeah. I like that. Don't you like that? We like that. Thank you for listening. It's never that show, but it's going to be that show. Can't wait. You know what to do. Stop it. Because I'm out.